Blog Talk Radio.
Girl Hunter, make sure you follow me at Hunter the One. You're listening to Miss P on the Intune Show. get in tune.
Hey, babies. Hey, I was just so anxious to jump right in there that I just kind of talked over Hunter's drop. So shout out to Hunter the One for her song, My Shoes, that goes out to all the ladies that's in tune with me tonight. Because as you ladies know, you know, we wear so many different hats. And not only do we wear hats, we have to accessorize the hats. We have to, you know, get our little makeup done, get our hair done. You know, it's a lot to being a woman. So, you know, people just don't understand that it's a process. So not only are we innovators, we're motivators, we're mommies, we're aunties, we're sisters. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. So I'm just privileged tonight to have the honor to have a few guests on tonight that are making me so giddy because I'm like, I know it's going to be good times. It's always rewarding to be able to, you know, get to chit-chat with other women like myself that are motivators and doers and not just talkers. So tonight we're going to be having on the show Miss Regina Renee, and then from there we're going to have Imprinted Souls Radio, which is a women's-based radio network. So I'm excited. I don't know about you guys, but if you want to call in and talk to these beautiful ladies, then you're going to call in at 818-495-6975, and that's live. You'll have to excuse me tonight. A little bit tired, but the show must go on because, as I said, motivators. So for all those that are in tune for the first time, I just want to say thank you, and I hope it's not your last time. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say thank you. I have to go through this every single time I'm on air because you have no idea how many times people say to me, how do I listen to the show? So I say to myself, am I being punked? And then I have to ask the question out loud, am I being punked? So as many times as I go through this on the show, it's still the same question. So I always like to go through it. So for those who hear it all the time, you just have to bear with me and suffer with me through it. So the show has several access points. You can stream it live from any internet device or by dialing in at 818-495-6975 using our interactive chat room that is open during our live shows, where you can leave your questions and comments, or better yet, if you cannot be in tune at the time of the show, you can always catch it on demand. So that's the amazing part of the system and why I like Blog Talk Radio, because you can always download it from iTunes. You can download it from anything, anywhere, at any time. So no fret. So without further ado, we're going to just get right into the show before I start stumbling over my words and things of that nature, because I still have a full night ahead of me. And we're going to bring on Miss Regina Renee. And I'm just really, really excited because not only is she just an awesome individual, a great supporter, a mom, an innovator, an entrepreneur, and all those good things in between, she's also my Twitter sis. So I can't wait to talk to her. Miss Regina, how you doing tonight?
I am great. How are you, sis?
I'm doing great. Look, don't even start smiling because, you know, didn't I just say that I was tired? So now all of the love and energy is starting to flow through. I'm starting to wake up. Don't do it. I want to be tired.
No, you can't be tired. You can't be tired.
You know? So it's just really, really, really awesome that you took the time to get in tune with us tonight. So I just want to first and foremost thank you for the opportunity to gain on you because, you know.
Thank you.
Come on.
As I told you, I'm nobody, you know. I mean, I do what I do, and I love what I do. So, but I really want to thank you for even, I mean, it's an honor to even be talking with you. So,
you better shut it up. And second of all, don't ever, ever say in my presence again that you're nobody, because you are somebody, and you're someone that I think is very amazing and unique in your own way, and as we all are.
You.
No, we all have a lot to add to this big world that we live in, and I think that everyone is on the same level, period.
Exactly.
It don't matter how far you got in your career, we're still on the same level, period.
Well, thank you. I'm honored and humbled by it.
Thank you so much. So no more of that. We're throwing that away, right? Done.
Okay.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about who Miss Regina Renee is. We're going to start from small. Like, we're going to start it off from, you know, as a little girl and things of that nature. So, as a child, do you remember wanting to immerse into the entertainment field, or was it something that gradually happened along your life's journey?
Well, I must say from the time I was about 6 or 7 years old, I have always been into music. love, love, love music. Listen to, you know, Al Green, The Temptations, The OJs, all the oldies, you know, that my mom used to play when I was a little kid. And it just kind of went from there, the love for music. And then when I got into middle school, I started to play in the band. I played the bass clarinet, and I also was in the choir as well. So I always just had a love for music. And I also, I come from a family of music background. So I think that's probably where it stemmed from, you know, my background. I have, you know, a few family members that are very musically inclined, and a few singers in the family as well. So it kind of stemmed from that, just, you know, being a little girl, listening to music. I mean, I remember coming home from school, doing my homework. First thing I do is take out my 45s and my LPs. And I know I'm probably telling my age by saying that.
They're antiques.
But, you know,
they're not telling your age. They're just antiques. You got them off of, what is it, eBay.
Exactly. You know, and just loving the music. I mean, the bars, you know, I mean, it just goes on and on. But, yeah, my love for music has always been there. So,
definitely.
And I knew one day I was going to be in the industry doing something, so.
Yeah, just I mean, what you do right now is phenomenal. You know, being able to juggle all the things that you juggle. And, you know, the main reason why I played Hunter's song tonight was because I think that she hit it right on point when she was addressing how, you know, women in general have to walk in so many different shoes.
Exactly. Exactly. And I find myself doing that as well as, you know, being a mother, a grandmother, a youth counselor, a manager, you know, I promote, and support as well, as you know. So just I do wear many, many hats, running a business. And it's full-time plus more full-time what I do. I usually average about 4 or 5 hours of sleep a day. So, but I love what I do. So I'm not complaining about it.
Right, definitely. So aside from, you know, just loving music altogether, I mean, it just shows in just everything that you do and, you know, from what I've seen you do, I should say, on Twitter. I mean, if you guys are not following her on Twitter, please take the time to do so now. I am Regina Renee ASAP. That's my sissy. Yay. But definitely see how she supports everyone. I mean, everyone, everybody. And it's like it's an ongoing thing. Like she's a one-man show. I can't even mess with you. I swear, even if I schedule my tweets, I can't even mess with you. Seriously, it's amazing. And, you know, the pleasure of this whole interview as well is because not only do you manage artists and have your own, you know, business or whatever, and a mom and a grandmom and a youth counselor and everything of that nature, she's a singer, she's a songwriter, and a producer. So tell us a little bit about all of that. What came first, the singing, the songwriting, the producing?
Well, actually, oh no, I don't sing. I actually don't sing. My daughter does, and I'm actually, I'm her manager. But my mentor, he is a singer, writer, and producer, and he is the one that actually got me back into the industry. A lot of people don't know who he is. His name is LaWayne, and he used to play with the legendary Roger Troutman with the Zap Band before he passed away.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I love them.
He's my mentor, and he's been my mentor for about the last 4 years. So, so within that, you know, I manage my daughter. She's the one that sings. Trust me, I can't sing.
Me either, girl. We should do something together.
Exactly, we should.
A lot of people can't sing. You notice that?
Yeah.
We can auto-tune it.
We can. But I will say this. I do have an ear. I do have an ear for music, and I do know, you know, what I hear. You know what I'm saying? So, and my mentor, bless his heart, he really takes what I say into consideration about different artists or whatever. And that's, you know, that makes me feel good because a lot of times he will come to me and say, hey, you know, what do you think about this artist? You know, and I'm like, you're asking me? You're the legend here. Why are you asking me? But he really believes in me. So that makes me feel really, really good. But, yeah, my daughter is the singer. And
and she models.
Yeah, and she models as well, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, she started modeling. She got into modeling when she was 14, when we moved down here to Atlanta. And right after that, she landed a couple of magazines, a hair magazine and a fashion magazine, and she did a lot of runway shows, also won a talent show. So she's been doing a lot since she was 14. Yeah.
Okay. So not only do you do all of this awesome things and run your household and run your business, but you also interview.
Yes. Yes, I do.
So tell us a little bit about what you enjoy about interviewing first and foremost.
What I enjoy about that is just really getting to know the person on a one-on-one basis. I will say the best interview that I have done was with J. Anthony Brown of the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. The interview was only supposed to last for about a half an hour. The interview went so well, he sat there with me for about 2 hours, and it was awesome. So I just really liked getting to know him as a person, not just as a celebrity figure, but as a person on an everyday basis.
Right. And isn't it an amazing feeling to get to talk to someone that you kind of look up to on some level and realize that they're human just like we are?
Exactly, exactly. You know, I mean, because at first I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm interviewing, you know, J. Anthony Brown. But once, you know, we sat down at the table and he made me feel so comfortable, and it felt like we had been knowing each other for years, you know. And that's the beauty of, you know, doing an interview. You know, we never met, never talked before that time. But by the time we were done with that interview, we were like, wow, like brothers and sisters. So that was a great feeling, and that's what I like about that. And then just, you know, a lot of the other celebrities that I have interviewed, I mean, they were great, but that particular one really sticks out in my mind because, like I said, it was only supposed to last 30 minutes, but, I mean, we were just having a good time, and before you know it, 2 hours then went by. He missed his flight. And, and
oh, my
that.
Goodness.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was all good. You know, he called me the next morning, and he was like, you know, I really enjoyed the interview with you, and I look forward to working with you again in the future. And, you know, so it was really good. That will always,
yeah,
you know, stick with me. Yes.
That's awesome, especially the point that he missed his flight for it. You know, he's sure he,
yes,
wasn't trying to buy a ring or something. Was he trying to get you, sissy? I'm trying to figure it out. Because
well,
how you,
I
miss
mean,
your
you
whole
did,
plane?
You did wink at me a couple times.
Like, if he winks 5 times, then he was definitely thinking about a ring, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so awesome. That's awesome. So you also had the privilege to work with jazz vocalist Tammy Allen?
Yes, yes. I met Tammy Allen back in 2004, I believe it was, yes. And she actually was my daughter's vocal coach, and I had the pleasure of co-writing a song with her. Like I said, I don't sing, but there was just some things that were going on in my life that, you know, I wanted to, you know, put down, and she was, you know, more than happy to help me write the song. So we, you know, sat down and we co-wrote a song together, and it's called Gone. So, yeah, very, very, very talented jazz artist, and loved him, love her.
Wow. That's awesome. So what are some of the, yeah, other songs that you have written throughout your journey that resonate with you, where it's just like, this particular song right here is always going to be the song that I can relate to?
Well, actually, that was the only song
that,
I have, I co-wrote. And at that time, that was just something that I, you know, thought I could do. It was
mm-hmm,
really, really hard. That's why, you know, Tammy helped me, because I, you know, I'm not a writer and I'm not a singer, but like I said, I do have an ear for music. And but yeah, that's the only song that I co-wrote. And that means something, you know, it means something very special to me. So.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, it would mean something special to me because I can't even write a full sentence sometimes. That's why I just freelance my interviews, guys. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to write down questions. I don't want to do,
yeah,
that, because I'm never going to pay attention to what I write down anyway.
Right, and it's not real personable when you know, you're writing down your questions. You know, it should be a relaxed feel, and just like you're just having a regular conversation. You know, that makes it more believable, if you want to say that. But yeah, I never wrote down any questions. Well, I think maybe one time, the very first time that I did an interview, I wrote down the questions because I was so nervous and I was like, oh my God, I've never done this before. So the first time I did, I wrote my questions down. And then after that, I was like, I threw the paper away. I was like, the heck with that. I'm just going to talk with them just like, you know, like I'm having a phone conversation or just a regular conversation with them and just let it flow. And it did.
Right, definitely. I agree with you 100% because my first major interview, I did that too. I mean, it was like a billion questions, and you don't even have that time frame to even ask them all those questions, and you did all of that craziness for nothing. So it's always key to just stick to the main things and, you know, keep it neutral as possible and, yeah, wrap it up.
Right, exactly.
So half of the time, I'm just winging it. I'm winging it all the time, not half of the time, all the time. I don't know if I'm coming and going. I just hope we get through it okay and no one hates me. That's all. That's all I wish for.
Right.
So who are some of your inspirations that inspire you throughout your life? They were like major or just, you know, someone in your family?
Well, I would definitely have to say my mother, first of all. Very, very strong woman. Raised four kids, you know, by herself, without any help from either father. So I would definitely have to say my mother, first and foremost. And then if you want to get into celeb-wise, I always have looked up to Janet Jackson, my idol. Still love her until today. Since she was little on Good Times, you know, Janet Jackson and Mary J. Blige. I really like Mary J. Blige. She's someone that I always, you know, kind of looked up to as well. And I love me some Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle. Love Patti LaBelle.
Yeah, she's amazing. So those are the three people.
I'm sorry?
No, I thought you was going to. I'm sorry. I just cut right in front of you.
No. That's fine. No, those three people, I mean, well, like I said, my mother, Janet Jackson, Mary J. Blige, and Patti LaBelle are, you know, I look to them as some very strong women, very powerful women. And, you know, as time went on, you know, I idolized Oprah Winfrey. You know, I want to be Oprah one day.
I
think you should be Oprah one day.
Oh, my God. I hear that all the time. I was like, all right, well, you know what? I got to gain, like, I don't know.
I don't know how much more.
No. And I have to get my hair that way because you see I'm bald-headed. You know what I mean?
No,
I'm sporting
awesome.
A blonde, dumb look. You know,
no, the blonde is hot. The blonde is hot.
Thank you, boo. No.
Yeah. Really,
Thank you. I definitely
can see you having your own TV show, your own talk show TV show. So, yeah,
that's
definitely.
Because we're sisters. That, you know, that's where the love is coming from. But I love it
I
all.
Know.
Thank you.
I know. You know, and it's crazy because, like you said, we are Twitter sisters, but it was just something, I guess, you know, our spirits, you know, just.
Yes, gravitated.
You know, it was just like, yeah, it was there, and I was like, wow, this is a phenomenal woman, you know.
Oh, no.
Yes,
don't make
yes.
me cry. I'm sensitive.
Oh, no. You know, I really, and I look up to you, too. I mean, you inspire me to do more of what I'm doing. So thank you for being you, really.
No, thank you for being you. And that's why I had to make you my sissy, because I was like, you know what, this woman is awesome, and there's no way I'm going to let someone else claim her before I do. It was like one of those things. Like, a lot of people out here don't realize when they have treasure, but I do.
Yes, I do too.
And I want that in a box, and I don't want nobody to touch it. I'm going to get my little pirate hat and everything. Like, that's me, sister.
Yes. Yes, I am your sister and you're mine.
Yay, I'm excited.
Definitely.
I hope no one's jealous. No.
Who cares?
So besides all of that, are there any other things that you're passionate about, you know, outside of, you know, just
music industry? I am very passionate about kids. I love kids. And that is, you know, another one of my jobs is I'm a youth counselor for kids. You know, back in the 90s, I used to counsel pregnant teens that were at-risk teens. They may have been abused when they were younger, or they may have been gang members. So I'm really passionate about helping the youth and helping them to be a better, you know, a better person in life. So, I'm sorry.
That's amazing.
So that's what I do. I love working with the kids. Yes.
That's amazing. And you know what? I take my hats off to you for that because, you know, what I was just saying today to someone in a conversation that I think that society is really losing grips on the fact that there are younger people out there because we're so inundated with everything else and trying to make it, so to speak,
exactly.
that we're
exactly.
not reflecting even on our own children for those who have children. And
mm-hmm.
because you can just put them in front of the computer, you can give them their cell phone with all this digital stuff happening and whatever the heck
right.
kids do, I don't know. But whatever they do, you know, it's like they're distracted because the parents are distracted. So I just
exactly.
feel kind of sort of like we're losing, you know, that hold of unity
yes.
as family, as a community, and we need to kind of embrace that. And I'm just trying to strategize on how to get out there and try to bridge what I can bridge in my area, you know, and then try to branch out from there. So I'm definitely
exactly.
loving you for being able to just say, you know what, I'm a mom, I'm a grandmother, and I have all these great things that's going on in my life, but I do take the time to enjoy my job. And not did she just say she does her job. She said she enjoys and loves her job.
I love my job. I do. And, you know, and the best thing about my job, when I go to work every day, I have this one young man that comes in every single day, and he will not speak to anyone or do anything until he gives me a hug. And that just makes my day, you know, because you never know when those kids walk through that door. You don't know what they're going through at home. And they might just, some of the kids, they just need a hug or they need someone to tell them that they love them, that they're there for them. And, you know, sometimes that's all they need. So I thoroughly enjoy my job. There's days that I literally couldn't even hardly get out of bed. But I know that me showing my face at that job means a lot to those kids. So, yeah, it's been many days I go to work really, really sick. But it's not about me. It's about them. So, yeah, I love my job.
Yeah, that's so awesome. That's so awesome. And that means so much to me, and I'm not even their parents, you know. It's just this, I can feel the love generating from you, and that's just a good feeling to know that you're that awesome. I mean, how does it feel to be so awesome? Tell me. Fill me in.
You tell me because you are awesome.
You know what? You could tell you interview. I'm telling you. It's reflecting right now as we speak.
You know, you're awesome. We're just awesome women, you know.
Yes, we really are.
It does. It feels great to, I just love to give back, you know, and I just love helping people to succeed. I love helping people to get where they want to get. When I do that, then I feel like I've succeeded. And and I don't look at things, it's about me. I really don't. I'm a very giving person. So when I do something for anyone, I'm doing it out of love. Nothing, you know, just pure love. And I took that from the late, great Michael Jackson. And that's one thing that he always said. He said everything that he did it out of love. And if we all can do that, this will be a much better place.
Mm-hmm.
Just love.
Definitely.
You know, I don't hate anyone. I love everyone, even my haters. Love you.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
So, yeah. Yeah, so it's,
exactly.
it's just who I am, you know. I just am just want to be a happy person and just spread love and just help people.
Right. But you know what's so funny about the whole concept of love and support? Not anything against anything you just said, but just in general, because it just made something click in my head, how passionate you are about love and giving and how you rather see someone else succeed versus yourself, in the sense that, hey, I'm succeeding when you succeed. And people always are out here talking about support, 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 and love, 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 and being genuine in their approach, in their methods, but it's so unreal.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and I constantly have to check people, like, listen, don't even tweet me. Don't do this, don't do that for me, because you know what? I just don't feel it. And if I can't feel right. it from you, then I don't want to be bothered with it. And it's not because I'm trying to be a B.I. It's just because I'm real. I'm realistic in my way of thinking. So exactly. I've been here long enough, and I'm not going to say my age either, but it's just I've been here long enough to know when someone is being generic from when someone's being genuine. So that's okay. just to say, guys, if you're not doing what you're doing for the genuine love or just the gratitude that you have for someone, whether you love them or hate them, don't do it. Just keep it moving.
Exactly. Exactly.
I can't stand when people out there just want to get recognition for doing something when you're not doing it with genuine love
right.
or being genuine in your approach.
Do it from your heart. That's
mm-hmm.
that's what it means the most, when you do it from your heart, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. And like I told you, when you asked me for an interview, what did I tell you? I was like, why me? This is just something that I do. I'm not trying to, gain exposure or anything like that, because truthfully, I am a behind the scenes person. I like to get things going and more like the production side of things.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to be up in the front. I don't. That's not me. And a lot of people will tell you that. I tell them, I don't want to be in the camera and all that. put me behind the camera because, really, I am a really shy person. So, but what I do, honestly and truthfully, I do it because I love to do it. And I love to help other people succeed. And like I said, once they succeed, then I succeed. So.
Absolutely. But it's so funny you brought that story up because she did say, why me? Why me? And I'm just like, you're people too. Like, let's do this thing. Let people know how awesome you are. That's why I wanted you on the show. It had nothing to do with anything else but just showing people that what I see in you, I want other people to see in you. I want them to recognize if they're not recognizing already. And for those who are not in tune, to get in tune with the fact that you are amazing at what you do and how you do what you do. And that's why I wanted you on the show. So thank you once again for bringing your beauty and your essence to the show, because I would have kept on harassing you until you did anyway.
Oh, you
but
somehow I kind of figured that.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So you just knocked out all the hubbub, and you just said, let me just do it and get this over with.
Yeah.
Get this lady out my face. Yeah, exactly. So we haven't touched on, your entertainment company that you've been running. So let's talk about Big Wig Entertainment.
Well,
tell us about that.
Big Wig, actually, it's not my company per se, but I am the manager of a few artists that are with Big Wig. I manage three artists. Big Wig has a roster. They have five artists, and I manage three of the artists. Butterfly, Rockstar Jackson, and 99. And 99 and Rockstar Jackson, they are rap artists. And Butterfly, she is a hip-hop R&B artist. And I manage those three. Now, I am my own entity, so I'm not totally with BWE. So mm-hmm. I do my own thing. But I will say that I've also picked up another client by the name of Mr. 7 Days, 7 Nights, DJ Showtime with the Core
right.
DJ. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I met with him, and I guess he had been watching me on Twitter as well, and he was like, you're awesome.
Right.
So, so now I am managing him as well. But, yeah, Big Wig Entertainment is a company that, like I said, I just manage three of his artists with his company, and one of them happens to be my daughter, which is Butterfly.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So what would you say to some, aspiring just young lady to do anything that she wanted to do, being that you're a lover of children, a caregiver, a mom, a grandmom, an amazing manager, amazing individual all around? What insight would you leave for these young women out here that's trying to gain focus, so to speak?
Well, definitely to believe in yourself and to believe you can do anything that you set your mind to do. Love yourself, first of all. You have to love yourself first and foremost. And just pray. Pray about everything, because that's what I do. I pray about everything, and I keep God first in my life. And in doing that, you will succeed. So the young, you know, I would say to the young ladies, you know, just be yourself, you know, and stay focused. And just know that you can be whatever you want to be.
You're so inspiring. So are you looking for any artists to manage at this time?
At this time, no, because I'm kind of busy with the ones that my plate is kind of full. Yeah, I just went to a little showcase the other night, and I had three other artists coming to me and saying, hey, you know, I want to work with you. And I'm like, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, it's just me, you know, so I can't, you know, take on any more artists at this time. But in the future, sure, you know, once we get, you know, once I get some more people on board to help me, I would definitely love to take on some more artists. As you know, well, a couple of one of the artists that you've had on, well, the group Motre, I'm big supporters of them. Shouts out to Motre.
Yes.
Yes, love Motre. And they're going to be coming to Atlanta in November. So I'm excited about that. And I'm also I'm a great big supporter of another artist that you had on a couple of weeks ago, Cato Reed. I've been supporting him for the last for the last 3 years. I've been working with him, supporting him and helping him with his career as well. So, those two there, Motre and Cato Reed, love them. So big supporters of them.
Yeah, and they're all hot guys. That's all I need to say. You know, tatted up, suited up, R&B up. I mean, whatever. And they're fun. I have so much fun. Like, it's
very
ridiculous.
Fun.
Very,
you know, it's
very
crazy
fun.
Because after you did that interview with Motre, all three of them, JC, Santana, and Angelo, we were all on Twitter for like 3 hours after that interview, talking with each other, going back and forth. And we just, I mean, it just felt like we were family, you know. And from that day forward, you know, I'm family now. So,
right. And I can see why that happened, you know.
Love Motre.
Yeah, I know. They sent me a drop and everything like I asked them. You know how most people, when you talk to them and you're live, so basically they're like, yeah, Miss P, yeah, you know, and I have to chase them and threaten their lives and stuff, and then they finally give me what they say they're going to give me. But not them. I just was like going through my email, and boop, this email pops up, and it's like, you're dropped, Miss P, and I'm all like, yeah, you know. So
yes.
Shout out
awesome
to Motre again. Yeah, I love them.
They are awesome.
You know? I'm still looking for my Victoria's Secret, you know, little sweatpants. But I said once it gets
I know. Angelo, he had sent me a tweet, and he was like, I'm still waiting for those, was it the pink pants and the gym shoes?
Yes. Oh, my God. And a French manicure. French manicure,
yes,
definitely.
Exactly. Yes.
It's all going to happen, guys. I'm going to suit up for y'all,
maybe
take pictures.
I need to fly to New York, and maybe we can do a picture together and send it to them. That would be hot.
Exactly. Or we can do that as well, and I can, you know, I was supposed to be in Atlanta this weekend, actually, like right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right now for work, though. But because I'm going to meet John B. and Jagged Edge tomorrow, so I can't do that. I had to be present for that. I know.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? I'm like, Atlanta for me is like every quarter for work. So that's like every 3 months, that's Atlanta. So I was like, okay, Atlanta's going to be there this winter.
Exactly.
And
so
no, I'm going
to let you know. You definitely have a place to stay, so don't ever worry about that.
Yeah, well, good thing my job pays for the hotel,
so
I'm there.
Okay. Well,
but I definitely want to do something when I get there. That's definitely happening because I've met so many amazing people from that duration of time, from me just flying out to Atlanta 5 years ago, back and forth, till now. I've learned and met so many awesome people along the way that I'm like, you know what, I'm never going to sleep. If I just spent a whole weekend just trying to link up with everyone, I would sleep a wink. So I'm going to have to try to filter. But it would be fun. I can't wait. I'm totally excited.
Yes.
But tell people where they can follow you. And I already put it in the chat room, but, you know, it's better to hear it from you and let them know where they can reference you at on your sites and Facebook, et cetera.
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter at I am Regina Renee. That's R-E-G-I-N-A-R-E-N-E-E. You can also find me on Facebook, and that's Regina Renee as well. So those are the two places you can find me. Yes.
Yes, you guys, go follow my sissy. She's amazing, as you guys can see. She's full of love and bubbles. And when I say bubbles, I mean just bubbly, because look at her. Look how late it is at night, and she's, like, bringing the party to the Intune show.
Yay.
Definitely, but you're always welcome on whenever you want to. You can send everybody my way. You know it's all love. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much for allowing me to gain more insight on you, although I could have did it off air, but I just wanted others to see how amazing you are as well. So thank you. It's been more than an honor to be able to laugh it up with you. Beautiful. Thank you.
I so appreciate you. I so appreciate you. You're beautiful.
And so are you. Yay.
And
we're twins, guys. I just want y'all to know that.
Yes. Love you much.
I love you, too. You have a good night. Okay. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you, sweetie. All right.
You're welcome, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yay, so that was Miss Regina Renee. So again, for all those who want to get in tune with Regina, which you should all do, is I am Regina Renee, and it's Renee, R-E-N-E-E. So coming up, we have Imprinted Soul Radio. Yay, Imprinted Soul Radio. Definitely excited to get the chance to talk to them, so I'm looking forward to that. But to break the monotony a little bit, I'm going to play a track. And, you know, basically while I'm finding a track that I want to play, I'm just basically going to let you guys know that Saturday I am interviewing the one and only Stephanie Mills. So I'm super, super, super duper hyped about that. So definitely in tune with that at 6 p.m. Eastern on the Intune Show with your girl, Miss P. It's going to be good times, and I have some really good questions for her because I've been just kind of looking through the internet, and I'm just like, Miss Mills. So it's going to be a good interview. So be in tune for that, and even if it's a corny interview, be in tune for that anyway, because how many people can say that they have the opportunity to talk to Stephanie Mills, okay? Be here for that. And just because my sister turned up the party and gave me a little boost of energy to get ready for Imprinted Soul Radio, I'm going to give a shout-out to Ms. Trina Braxton. If you guys missed my interview with her, it's on a Demand channel. This is her track, Party or Go Home. So let's party or go home.
If you didn't come to party, then you better go home.
Yeah, get it right. She's a pop star. Bully, let's go. Tree, tree. Where you at, baby?
back last. DJ is fucking, that is last. And nobody cares about the time. We're gonna party all night,
sorry, I forgot you guys can't see me, but I really was dancing. Oh, you missed it. Believe me, it was nothing that you really literally wanted to see. So shout out to everybody in the chat room tonight. Shout out to everyone that tuned into the show tonight. I really appreciate it. If it's your first time, as I always say, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune show, I just want to say big hugs. Big hugs go out to you tonight, tomorrow, and forever. Big shout out to my girl Fiend. She's in the chat room. Teresa's in the chat room. Austin's in the chat room. Latrice is in the chat room. And we have a guest in the chat room, 9020. And you know, it's so funny because I was about to say 90210. But anyway, moving right along for those who get that. You know, maybe that's telling my age too. I don't know. But anyway, Imprinted Soul Radio. We'll be tuning in like 2 seconds, so just basically waiting for them to give us a call in so we can gain. We're going to be talking to them and gaining on their network and what it is exactly that they do and, you know, their mission and all those good things. So we're going to be talking to Remo and Mo tonight. So if you ladies are in tunes, I'm waiting for you to call in, and you already know what to do, being that we're all on the same network. So in the meantime, I just want to let you guys know that are in tune, like, you know, Miss Jacobs or whatever, that we're having auditions on an Intune show tomorrow. We're looking for gossip girls. We're looking for a sports guy or girl. And we're looking for guest hosts and people to fill in here and there because it's going to get crazy for us in a minute. And we need some help. So if you're interested in, you know, auditioning tomorrow at 3 p.m. tomorrow, 10 to 15 minutes on at a time, you're broadcasting your talents, Phoenix Star 9 Online will be one of the judges, and Miss Kate Bookman will be in tune judging to see who's a perfect fit for the Intune show, and being that they're avid supporters of the show, they know what goes with the show and what goes with Miss P. So, again, if you're interested in jumping on a bandwagon, then give me an email before the end of the night because I'm composing all my little stuff together for everyone who was already in tune with the whole concept and already put their bids in. So it's at intuneshow@aol.com. Get that together and get it to me before the end of this program or before midnight because that's when everything is going out. So good luck to everyone who put their work in to, you know, to get in tuned. And also I want to give a shout out to everyone who signed up for the speed networking. That is going really, really well. Phoenix Star 9 Online and myself are joining efforts to throw a speed networking event together, which basically means that we're giving the opportunity to businesses to come on and showcase their, you know, expertise, skills, or talents to over 20,000 listeners on an Intune show for 10 minutes. So if you're interested there, I think there's one or two slots still open. Just send us, you know, your info at phoenixstar9mp3@gmail.com or intuneshow@aol.com and let us know that you're interested so we can get that paperwork to you and get that all squared away. That event will be taking place on August 26th at 4 p.m. So do that. Be a part of it. I mean, utilize the platform to gain. That's what it's all about here. Imprinted Souls, where are you? Grace period. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. Let's make it happen. In the meantime and around time, my girl, Nikki McKnight, for all those who know her from Twitter, she's definitely doing the damn thing, and she's going to be in a showcase that's coming up in New York, and I'm going to be there. I'm trying to be everywhere that it's a party, okay? So basically, I'm saying that as to say that if you haven't voted and you support, you know, music in general, she has good things going on, and she's an awesome supporter. So definitely go and vote for her. Catch her under at 706 Mix NIX and vote, vote, vote. Definitely check her out and support, okay? So I just wanted to put that out there because I was about to play her song Motivation, so I was just, you know, tagging that along with it. But I see that the ladies are now in the queue, and we're going to bring them on. How are you ladies
Yay!
Doing tonight?
Yo, Miss
P. Francisco.
I love you, Miss P. I love you.
Oh, we love you so much, Missy.
I love you guys, too. And you know what's so funny about it? It was like, I was like, grace period. Okay, like if we were at school, you know, we have a 15-minute grace period. What's going on, ladies? We know it's, we're tardy here, right? But it's all good. You know, you have to make your appearance.
we had to make a grand entrance. I was just like, wait, she's supposed to text us. Wait.
I did text.
I don't know what happened.
Did it not go through?
After this,
you know, I was like saying, after this song, call me. You know, I don't know what happened. Technology.
It's a good thing though, because I had the link up and I was listening, and some of it was messing up. And then finally it went through, and you was like, "Hey, Priscilla, please call." And I was like, "Oh my god, we're late."
I was like, "They don't even know about the list that I have here, where people do not show up for their interviews." I'm like, "Hold up, how are they in tune for Regina Renee, but not in tune for Imprinted Souls? What's happening?" I thought that was good.
We're here.
Definitely. So I'm glad you ladies are here. It's super, super excited, and I know it's going to be fun. So I'm ready to laugh. That's all I'm just going to put out there real quick.
I got that for you, baby.
Yeah. So for everyone that's in tune right now and will be in tune later on Archive Linked, tell us individually who you are, and we're going to start with Remo.
Hi, guys. I'm Vimo. I'm CEO of Imprinted Souls Radio, or as Ms. P likes to say, founder. You know, I am trying to make this a real business. I'm trying to make it, you know, get it off the online, and I'm trying to get it worldwide. And I recently, funny thing about me, I like to do everything creative. So I was going to do graphic design, and, you know, I'm switching up majors and all this, la, 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 and then I'm just like, you know what, let's make this for real. So it's here. It's coming. It's coming. But
It's coming, V? Really? It's coming?
What's coming? is Jesus coming? I mean, is what's happening? Like,
whoa,
we need to know what's the coming.
You're
leaving us dangling. The first coming of Christ. No, seriously, though. Like, what, you know, tell us what's coming. So we can all know what we're talking about.
Okay.
Do you want to take it, Mo, or do you want me to? You know?
No. Go ahead, founder. Go ahead. Do you think short cheeks?
All right, short cheeks. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
So right now we have a lot of projects going on. Gosh, I'm a project starter, and I love to do projects and just involve everything. But, like, Mondays – we'll have Mystery Radio one Monday and then Mixer Monday. And we like to play a lot of unsigned artists. We got that going on. And we like to play real music, too. You know, if you're just not real music, everything's real music. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you have a label, you know, we still like to play your music if you're underground and stuff like that. But we're definitely music junkies. And on Tuesdays is my show. And I started Beautiful People, which is an encouragement show. And I have these steps to success, and I wrote them down in rules. And so we kind of base our shows off of that, and we give a lot of people encouragement to, you know, fulfill their dreams and keep it moving. You know, like, if you accomplish a goal, you know, stick to another one. So that's what I'm doing on Tuesdays. And then Wednesdays we have, like, a topic night, and which is with Whitney and Honey Sweet. And then Thursday is Mystery Radio comes on again on that Thursday, and then we have a poetry night. And Friday we do Fallout Friday, and that's with Mo. And also coming up, I'm going to, okay, I have a lot of big things I'm trying to put together, but coming next year, I really want to have a bake sale or a fundraiser or anything, and I want to send money to charities and certain, you know, I just want to fund some places. I want to give funding to people that need it. So I was thinking about, like, cancer organizations, anything, anything where we can donate. And I want to make a difference in the world. So I will be working on that for the rest of this year. And hopefully we'll be able to do it by at least next March or April.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my biggest project right now. And I'm thinking about bringing back Factor IS, which is kind of like American Idol. And we had last year. We had it last year during the winter time. We had it in December, and that was a lot of fun. And we give gift cards and prizes and stuff like that. But hopefully now, since we are working with a lot of producers and people that are in the music industry, maybe someone will get heard and send their music out. And that's kind of what we hope for. Like, we're trying to, you know, get people on their feet. And a lot of people that come to us, they have so much stage fright, and it's so much easier to do it over the radio. So we're mm-hmm. kind of just kind of giving that encouragement. And that's all we have going so far. I mean, I'm always coming up with new ideas, but that's
my story.
Right, at
the moment. Right, at the moment, yeah. This is what you guys are doing on your show. So, Mo, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you bring to the show.
I am definitely the sarcastic joker of the group. I like to have fun. So if it's anything where I could, you know, be funny about it or blow it out of proportion in a sexual way because I'm dirty-minded, I will do it any means necessary, you know. How do I put this?
She livens the show a lot.
Yeah, and I like to mess with people. I don't know. I just like to have fun.
Right. So
and
you
like
the joker.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like goldfish, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay, the snack says smiles back.
Goldfish.
Right, like I like goldfish. So do you have any goldfish? Are you the proud mom of any goldfish at this current moment in time? I need to know.
Well, yeah, you know, I have some rainbow goldfish right here. On a serious note, the only thing that would be close to my goldfish would be my dog, Coco. Yeah.
Aw, little Coco.
And if you ever listen to the show, you'll hear me yell at her because I'll be like, Coco, be quiet.
Damn, like, the kick out of it. They're just like, is Mo really talking to her dog?
Right, because some may think, like, you're really losing it or something. Like, Coco, you know, and they're like, wait, hold up. Is she being funny or is that for real? Like, you know, is that really happening right now? Definitely.
Yeah.
So as far as, you know, putting everything together, you know, I know Remo, CEO, you know, founder, and you have all the projects and you're doing everything, but it's like a joint team effort. I was on you guys' website today because I was just trying to learn more, and I see that there's a few other people. So all the shows that you mentioned that happened during the course of the week are the people that are on the site currently that contribute to Imprinted Souls Radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody pretty much contributes, but also we put our promoters and, you know, just everybody that's in the team is on the
mm-hmm.
website. So you'll see, you know, a bunch of faces on there. And the only face you won't see is Secret's face because she's a mystery to everybody except me. I'm the only one. But, you know, everybody pretty much contributes evenly. We have our meetings and everybody just throws out ideas. It's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they'll throw out topics or be like, V, you know, maybe we can talk about this, or a fan said this, you know, and I think everybody contributes, you know, just the same amount. Some might not have as much work as I do, but, you know, it's my job. So,
right.
You know, but everybody brings everything to the table. So this is not just mine. You know, I might have made the foundation, but
mm-hmm.
as a team, everyone has grown this into who we are.
Exactly. So when did you guys start the show, per se? Like, the actual day? Has it been a year? Has it been 2 years, a couple of months?
We started June 1st of 2011. So we've been going for a year and some months.
And how has the reception been? Yeah, absolutely. I'm proud of you. That's awesome because you know why. The only reason why I'm bringing this up is because you need people to understand that, you know, this is how long I've been doing this, and this is the progression. So that way, as, you know, a team, you guys can see what work has been put in since this time, starting from zero to now. Mm-hmm. So I'm only bringing that up so others can gain to see that in a year, this is what you have accomplished. You have a whole team. You have different topics during the week. You're working on all these other major projects to contribute to your show and make it more amazing. So, you know, this is the reason why I'm bringing all of this up. It doesn't matter if you started it 2 months ago. If you start from zero and now you have a billion people in tune, then, hey, that's a hell of a good job, you know. So we need to let people know Imprinted Soul are doing a damn thing, not just with the topics, not just with the team, but we've been building for a year because people start projects and then a week later they forget about them and they're sitting there for years until they're dusty, until they're in, like, a freaking yard sale or something. Or until they're hoarders and they're living on top of 18 projects, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm saying that in a way to commend you guys for the hard work and dedication and determination to stride through building a radio show because it's not easy, as we all know.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. Of course. I appreciate you guys for, you know, doing what you do. So tell us, what's your mission? Ultimately, what's the mission? You say you want to, you know, inspire people, you want to uplift them, but what's the theme behind Imprinted Souls? Because the name alone gives me my vision, but tell me what you guys' vision is, and then I'll share my vision with you of what I see when I hear the name or read the name.
Okay. I think me and Mo can do this together because Mo has been here from the start. So, you know, I'll go first, and Mo will kind of contribute to that.
No,
I don't want to leave her out.
No, of course not.
Well,
not my teddy bear.
Our mission is to educate others, and we want to make an impression. We want to imprint on people's lives, and we want to change lives. And we want to, you know, give that support and that foundation that people can come to and be like, hey, I need some help with this, or can you please talk about this, because I don't want to feel alone. And, you know, we focus a lot on our supporters, and, you know, that's our main focus. You know, we never leave that focus, is the supporters, because we're not just doing this for us, we're doing this for everyone. And whether they listen to us or not, you know, that's their choice, but somebody has got to get something out of it, you know, whether it's the bird is the word or whatever it is, you know, we're trying to give this support system, and as long as people are talking about it, we can help lives. You know, we can help change the things in people's lives or give guidance.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what I started with. Mo, go ahead.
Okay. You touched on educating people and helping people, but I don't know. I personally, for me, this job, I take this seriously, and I don't mind helping people. I love being there for people. I don't mind being someone's shoulder to cry on, and that's why I love that our mission is to educate people and to, you know, help them and to be there for them, because not a lot of people have somebody who's going to be there for them. And it's sad because I think that everyone should have that one person that you could go to. And V is my go-to person whenever I have a problem. And, I agree with a lot of what V says. Because she pretty much sums it all up. But, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just going to jump right in, and I'm going to say what I think when I read Imprinted as a whole.
Okay.
In my mind, when I see Imprinted Soul Radios, I say, okay, like you said, leave an impression, which is profound, you know, leaving an impression. So with that being said, just like the InTune show, the point of that is getting people in tuned, right, to what's happening in the world around them and things of that nature as well. But with Imprinted Souls, I just feel like as we grow and we progress in this business or whatever our endeavors are in life, that's a profound, I don't know how big you guys really look at that statement as being, you know, leaving an impression. But for me, from my life's journey, I can say that that's huge. So that's a huge responsibility, which I commend you guys for taking on and trying to, you know, filter whether people are in tune to it or not. But by me saying that is to say this, from as someone that, you know, loves to love as well, that you have to carry that in everything that you do. Everything that you do, whether it's in your tweets or what you tweet, from every motion that you make in this life has to be an impression to someone.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that you have to filter that. You have to filter that in a way that people, when they're lost and they're talking about nonsense on Twitter or they're talking about nonsense on a daily basis, you don't want to fall prey to that. Because if you're going to be that person that's going to pull them away from that, you have to take them by the shirt and pull them away from that previous imprint and imprint them with something meaningful, meaning imprint of Souls Radio. So I'm going to be looking for you guys as the older person in this situation, of course, and as the person that I'm respecting your mission and want to see you achieve yours, because I see that you guys are sincere and really want to help people. I'm going to be looking for y'all to be doing that. Like, hey, listen, don't be, you know, correct people. Like, don't tweet this, you know, that's not adequate, that's not this, it's not that. Because I know that it starts from now. If you're going to be putting that up, you have to start putting that out there in your mission and living by it every single thing that you do. So if you have a following that you have following you, people have to see that you live your life a certain way in order to leave an impression. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So
definitely.
Everything that you guys do is going to leave an impression. So it's not just, hey, the theme of helping and empowering. You have to be this person. You have to envelop this whole way of being. You have to be, you know, start being more meaningful and mindful of how you interact with others on Twitter or how you interact in life, period, to make an impression.
Definitely. And I mean, that is such a great interpretation of, you know, what you feel when you see our name. And I hope a lot of people feel that way, because I want people to know that every day I'm striving to become a better person. And, you know, I'm not perfect, and I won't say I am, and I won't say that sometimes I don't do what I say to others, you know, but I'm working on that. You know, I'm trying to improve my life. You know, and I try to leave that impression on the team and the followers, everybody, because we all need to improve, and there's always room for improvement.
Yes, absolutely. I'm learning every day. I still don't know how to tie my shoes, but that's why I wear shoes without laces.
Really? Oh, I can see
you.
I like that.
Like, if you could have seen my face.
I know. That's why I was like, no. It's a joke. I was,
no.
You know, yeah. It was an interview joke.
I didn't want to laugh.
No, I wanted you to, so I can. I wanted to join you in this chuckle. Like, you know, everything for life. I'm learning from you guys, too, just having you on the show. Because prior to, you know, us tuning in, we talk, but we don't, you know, this is the first time we're really gaining from each other. I want you guys to be the best that you can be, because you're representing something that's so powerful, and you have the abilities and the talent and the skills just because you have the mission. Just go forth in the mission and just make this into something that's just like crazy pants. Like, people are just like, wow, did you see they started last year and now look what's happening? Which you already making those changes in the universe. But if you just, you know, be a little bit more mindful and just more into, like, you know, that whole, like, taking control of those rings, like I have to do sometimes and catch myself because we're not perfect, as we just stated, it's going to be crazy for you guys. It really is. So what are some of the other projects that you're working on? I know that you're doing the, you know, the whole mission of, you know, interacting with the bake sales and things of that nature and ultimately trying to donate money to people. But is there anything else that you guys are trying to put out there in the universe that you want the listeners of the Intune show and some of your listeners that's tuned in tonight to really know? Because I would love for, you know, it to be where your listeners and my listeners, they're just merging back and forth from Imprint of Souls to Intune.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I try to get on Twitter and support you as much as I can.
No,
you know.
You do. You really do. But I know everybody have a life. I don't even tweet people every day, to be honest, because I just don't have time.
Yeah,
but I'm guilty of that. But you know what? If someone calls me and I miss your call, I'll call you back and we can powwow about this. I love you and I'm here for you, but I just don't tweet every day. I really don't. A lot of mine are automated.
Of course, but really, I want people to be aware of a lot of things in life. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever had time to go back and listen to some of our real serious
shows.
I have.
I've been listening to links. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's good. I'm excited. You know, we like to talk about things that people don't want to talk about. Like the stories that people have inside, but they're too afraid to come out. So when, you know, I want people to feel aware of things like safe sex or bullying or, you know, anything that is, you know, that we're able to educate on. Like, Mo is trying to look into getting someone that's polyamorous to get on the show because a lot of people don't know what that is. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well,
so,
fill us in. You know, what the heck? What is polyamorous?
Yeah,
okay. Could you spell that? Polyamorous. P, you know, really?
Well, hold on. Let me type this out so I don't mess it up. Hold on.
Yeah, let me type it in the computer.
No, I don't want you to spell it. I want you to tell me what does it all mean.
Okay. Go, Mo.
I had to type in the search bar because I want to make sure I spell it right. P-O-L-Y-A-M-O-U-R-S. Polyamorous.
I love it. It's like a spelling bee. Polyamorous. P-O. No.
All right. Go ahead, Mo. Tell them what polyamorous means.
Okay, so from what I've gathered from watching the show and doing a little bit of research, polyamorous is basically having multiple lovers, per se.
Oh, like
and
a polygamous.
You can be married.
Know about them.
Huh?
Like a polygamous, relationship.
Yes.
Polyamorous
there's
for
no
a woman and
it.
Polygamy for a man. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, basically, every man to just go out and screw every woman, as long as his wife knows about it. Yeah, basically, you have multiple lovers, whether you're married or you're dating. There's actually a show, if any of you can get Showtime with your cable.
No, I have no channels.
Okay, Mo, she's playing.
No,
time.
I'm serious. Like, I cut my cable down because I don't watch television. You know, I'm not going to be paying almost $200 a month for shows I don't look at. So I turned it off. No. So I just get basic. And basic is just like $11.99. You know, they don't give you nothing else. And they still charge you like $150.
I know. They all they want to do is give you the news, which is only bad news.
Right? Yeah. Like Mitt Romney running for president. sorry. I'm a Democrat.
Someone in the chat room said that they were in a polyamorous relationship, so that might be a good person you want to talk to.
Oh,
who was that?
Please come to us. What?
Yeah, we've imprinted souls with that, because I want to tune in for that one.
Please tweet.
Definitely.
It's, my Twitter name is @kidblowin, no G, smoke.
Yes, and I mean we're as eager to learn. You know, we're not in polyamorous relationships, so we don't know the ins and outs. So we want to educate on that. So we're working on getting people on our
that
show
awesome.
That do that.
I'm thinking about converting just no men.
You know who
no
you
men.
Should ask?
No
you
men.
Know who you should ask? Go ask Dr. Sue. Tell her Miss P said to ask. Just
that's
yeah.
a good idea.
DM
her.
DM her that though.
I'm
okay.
scared.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure she can, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Dr.
Yeah,
Sue.
So that would be an awesome topic. Definitely, that's a good look. Let me know when that all comes together, because I need to hear that on demand or something. Yeah. Because imagine having, like, 10 women at one time.
Ooh,
like, what
that's
would
like the best orgy ever.
That's like what?
I'm just saying.
That's like a dessert sundae?
No, that's a banana, the split, the cherries.
And the sprinkles with the syrup.
And the hot fudge.
You know, might throw some Oreos in there if you're super hungry. But
okay.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Definitely.
Some steak.
Yeah,
you
that
know,
would be awesome.
You like it meaty.
No, B, you don't eat meat. No, don't even.
Oh. Like, don't even talk about it. You know, you don't even eat it. Oh my God, I love it.
We're just trying to educate, you know, bring awareness. Like, we had Miss Cam, she has HIV, and she was educating us on her story. And, you know, it's just touching to get people on a show like that that can bring education and let us know what's going on. And she, like, you know, people like that that inspire us to inspire others. So we're just trying to bring awareness and, you know, work as much as we can to educate other people and entertain at the same time. Because, you know, education can be boring sometimes, and sometimes it's harder for other people to learn. So we try to make it fun.
Right. It seems that way. You know, I listened to a few shows, and actually I was like, you know, listen to, I have one on pores, actually, and I was going to tell you guys about it, but I just wanted to just really fill you guys out, because you always can come back on the show. It's not a problem. You know, it's fun. I want to laugh. I want to talk about, you know, Hey Coco and all that good stuff. It's always an awesome thing. No, I'm serious. It's always an awesome thing. Like I said again, you know, I love the whole theme of it all. I really do. And like I said, the name alone is just really powerful. And we don't have to talk about your ages or anything like that, but it's definitely a good look that, you know, coming from a younger, I'm not going to say young, but younger perception, meaning from myself, is definitely good to know that there are people around, you know, a younger, you know, age range that's doing the damn thing, if that makes sense. So I commend you and I applaud you, and I'm definitely, you know, going to stay in tune and keeping my eyes open. And whoever I can send you guys way definitely is a done deal.
Yes, and I want to thank you so much for sending Miss
Austin.
Miss Austin?
Yeah, she's
awesome,
right?
I love her.
Shout out to Austin.
She's in tune right now.
That was the author?
No. But I love her, too. That was Miss Forrest. Miss Forrest is the author, and she did come and talk on our show about her story, and she sent me her book. It's just so good. But, Mo, I'm going to tell you about Miss Austin Reed.
I apologize. I have so much going on right now in my head, so I apologize.
How could you possibly remember everything? I mean, tell me, because I want to know. Because if you have a secret, you need to share it, because I can't.
I'm going to invest in one of those little tape recorders that I can speak into, and then I'll play it back every night, whatever.
Right. You know, or just have one of those people to just be a memo, like a walking memo. Like, remember this. Someone that can has the ability to remember everything.
Yes, that would be great.
Imagine.
Ooh.
Miss P, we do not condone in slavery. This
is not
work. I do. Slavery, they'll be paid or intern or something. Like, what the heck? Take them to the cotton field. No.
Does this mean that I can send them to the store to get me a Slim Jim when I'm having cravings or some goldfish?
Yeah, definitely.
No.
That's what you do. Or Twizzlers. Send them for rainbow Twizzlers.
Ooh. Twizzlers.
Right? Mm. Do you eat those? Because they are awesome.
Some chocolate milk. Mm.
Ooh, chocolate.
Look, I got quiet on that one. No. We're going to bring it back to rainbow Twizzlers. No. But tell everybody that's tuned in tonight where they can find your show, what days, what times you guys are on, your Twitter, your website, everything that they can gain more info on you.
All right. So on Twitter, we are Imprinted Souls, R as in radio, and our website is wix.com/AYOOLEE/ImprintedSoulsR. And, yes, I know it's long, but we are working on an official website. It's getting there. But and our Blog Talk Radio is blogtalkradio/ImprintedSouls. And you can basically find any of our stuff on there. And if you're looking for a specific episode or some kind of episode that you're interested in, let me know and I'll send you the link, because I know it's hazardous finding those things. I know it is. Miss P is like, I can't find anything.
No, it's true. It takes me a long time, and I'm following their show. And I'm happy to announce I'm only following two Blog Talk shows, and theirs is one of them.
Ooh.
I'm not. Is that? Should I be happy to announce that? Maybe I shouldn't have even said that. It's too late now.
Because,
but this
you
is
know,
what's happening.
Souls is like awesome. We're winners. We're champions. Like Michael Phelps. We're champions.
Okay, like I swim across plenty of Blog Talk shows, and then you know, boom, Souls and Dr. Sue in bed with Dr. Sue. That's the only thing that I follow. Period. On Blog Talk Radio.
Aww.
So I just want to thank you. Yeah, definitely. You are special individuals, and take pride in that. Take pride as women being, you know, entrepreneurs, being young, ready, and willing, and able to tackle on things that people 15 times your age can't handle the pressures of. So I love it, and I look forward to all you guys have to, you know, offer to the universe, because it awaits you. No, thank you.
I don't think they're ready for us, but, you know, we're going to kind of...
Right,
you know,
exactly. You
got to
do it in small doses, small doses.
I know.
You know, you don't want to give people heart attacks.
Sorry, some of our fans, they be acting
right,
like it.
Right, some of
like,
them. Some of them could get them.
Yeah.
Where did this come from, B? I don't know. It just came out of nowhere. Don't ask.
Right, like we
exactly.
Random
just
moment.
Enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, just be quiet and listen.
Right. Exactly.
And, you can find our show Monday through Friday, and sometimes we do random Saturday shows and all that good stuff. But, yeah, I mean, we're open to topics. You know, if y'all have something y'all really want us to look into and research, we do that too. We're always eager to learn.
Oh, yeah.
And promoting you. We promote people too. If you are an author or just anything, if you have a goal, you know, we're here to help. So that's something we also do.
Oh, and I like the abnormal topics. Like, I did a topic on women who are over 300 pounds and how that's, like, the top fetish in America. So I like the abnormal fetish, or, sorry, topics. Whoop. I don't like abnormal fetishes.
Right.
But, yeah, the top, yeah.
She likes abnormal fetishes, guys.
No, not at all.
Right, I'm like, wow, that's a Dr. Seuss show.
No.
Okay, y'all need to tag team with her on her show then, you know what I mean? Like, if it's like that, and then I'll be in tune.
Yeah, it was crazy. The second fetish in the world, well, number one was porn, and, well, not, like, fetish, but the second fetish was women over 300 pounds, and they would be internet blogging and, you know, trying to gain weight, and men and women would send them money and food, and it's just crazy.
Stamp cards. You know, whatever.
Food stamp cards, you know, with the pen.
Just keep eating. You know, but it's really, it was a movie on Netflix, and I can't remember the name of it right now. It is evading me, but I'm telling you right now, girls, that it was like that. The guy was just feeding these women, feeding them until they was like just these big things. They couldn't even move out of the bed. And that was his fetish, to just keep them fat. And,
yeah.
You know, and they would just do whatever he said to do. That they just keep eating. And he's like, keep eating more. And he's killing them. But they think it's sexy and hot for him, you know. So I don't know what goes on. I leave that up to Dr. Sue to kind of decipher for me when those type of things be happening, because I don't know. I just go brain fart. But Fire and Ice tweeted, you know, V and Mo, that's what I'm talking about, and NF. So I guess now following. And then the next tweet was, tell Mo I'm down. So I don't know what that means.
Wait, what are we down for?
Okay.
And I'm down with everything. So what are we down for? Hey,
okay, Miss
tweet
T,
me.
I told her, I said, now, when you listen to the show, you're going to love Miss P and you're going to love her voice. And she was like, oh, V, whatever. And she's like, V, you were right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, because she's tweeting me right now, and she was like, oh, my God, yes.
So now she's definitely in tune.
Yay,
but,
shout out to Fire and Ice, Pimp Class, at Pimp Class, guys, follow her.
Oh.
I'm about to follow back in a second. And thanks for the support and the love, and I just want to thank you guys. And shout out to, you know, is it Mimi2078 shaking her head? I don't know what's happening, but I think that's what they think is about the 1,000-pound women. Yes, Mimi, that's what's happening right now, and it's crazy pants. That's all I'm saying about that.
Crazy pants?
Yeah. It's definitely crazy pants that's happening, okay, because you're going to need some crazy pants to put over 1,000-pound women. That's all I'm saying about that.
Like, tailor-made, that is not, you cannot buy those in store.
Tailor-made. Definitely. So for everyone who's in tunes, I want you guys to get imprinted and definitely follow their show and tune in and check it out and see how you guys feel about it. I'm sure you would enjoy it. You know, if you enjoyed our little powwow tonight, then you definitely will enjoy what the ladies are bringing forth, them and their team. And as V said, is no about me, is about team, and I could appreciate and respect that totally and 100% because that's how I feel about everyone who contributes to the Intune show. So, ladies, is there anything that you want to leave with our guest tonight before I let you go?
I just want to tell the guests how appreciative we are of you, Misty. Like, we just think you're so great. And, you know, you're just so precious and adorable.
Aww.
And we just love you so much. Just love you so much. And we just want to thank you so much. And we just want to, you know, hopefully change some lives and, you know, maybe, you know, switch some supporters and get everybody down for the Intuned and Imprinted. So,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
We're definitely support you to the fullest, and we just want to thank you so much for this.
No, this is
not a problem
whatsoever.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, you're definitely welcome on our show.
Yeah, you know, I take the back burner for now on that one, and I plead the fifth, but I'm definitely going to take you guys up on that in the future when I, you know, get to that place where I want to, you know, do the damn thing on shows. I'm definitely coming on your shows to bombard it and talk to Coco. So make sure she's in tune that night because I love the doggies. Not the fishies, but the doggies. So, again, ladies. Right. Not the goldfish, but the doggies. So
like
definitely.
Like...
Yeah. I love the doggies. As long as they're under, like, 5 pounds, I'm good to go with them. Once they get, like, 10, 15, like, I'm scared. So I don't do those.
I don't like,
their teeth
okay,
are sharper.
Well, my grandma's
you know, they're a little bit
a
heavier.
Lot.
Huh?
Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay, Mo. What'd you say, baby?
Will you marry me? No, just saying.
Mo, you're so
I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer that. You could, you know, DM me, tweet me later.
I'm going to text you. I'm going to text you my ring size. So I guess I told everyone that it's a yes, no?
Yes.
Wait, hold on, Mo. You just can't be stealing everyone that I got my eye on.
Charlie. She's just so beautiful. I can't help it.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate the love. I feel a woman inside the inside.
I know, Miss T's over there blushing
up
the storm.
I am, and my smile is like the Kool-Aid commercial. Definitely, that man that he be jumping through the wall like, oh yeah, that's what's happening right now. It's definitely happening. So, you know, thank you, ladies, again, for everything. You are so awesome. And Nene said, laugh out loud, Mo is so crazy. Yes, but we love it. Really, really love it. And Austin said we are going in. And, you know, and she is crazy, but she loves it. You know, so definitely, definitely we'll have you guys back on because the people obviously like the fact that we like to talk smack.
You're
so right. We're going to have to bring that over back over to the show, definitely. So once you guys figure out the polyamorous whatever thing happening, polygamy, so... The polygamy, as I know it in the male term, you know, maybe I'll take on that male genre with that word. Polygamy, let me know. And definitely hit up Dr. Sue, ladies, and see what she knows and what she can connect you to.
Okay.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies. Have a good night. Bye, Mo. Bye, Coco.
You.
Bye, Rainbow Fish. Bye, Remo.
Bye, Miss
Bye, ladies. Yeah, so that was Imprinted Souls Radios, and earlier we had Miss Regina Renee. I had a good time. I had a good time. Na, 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 na. But anyone who's tuned in definitely should have had a good time, too, because it was good times. So make sure you guys do the damn thing. If it's a crossover effect, let's do it. There's nothing wrong with tuning in to Imprinted Souls, and there's nothing wrong with tuning in to the Intune show. And there's nothing wrong with actually tuning into anyone's show. Support is support, and it doesn't matter. There's no such thing as being marginalized to one particular program that's aired. If you enjoy, you know, people and you support people and you're genuine in your approach and anything that you do and you have the time to take to you know, get in tune with someone new or someone old, then definitely take the time to do so. That's the reason why I was, you know, happy and excited to have Imprinted Soul on the radio tonight because of the simple fact that I want people to understand that it's not about I have a radio show and it's just about my show and building my show and the hell with everybody else that's out here trying to make it too. What people need to do is set aside the differences of just me, and start reaching out on other ways of how to grow together to accomplish the same common goal. Because if your goal is common, then you would rather unite as people than to try to hold another back or get ahead. Because I'm not in a race with anyone. I'm too old for that. So I'd rather walk with you than a race past you. So if you're genuine about what you do, then you have my support. If you're phony and you don't know how to hold it down, then I'm definitely going to read you about it in a nice roundabout way. Still give you hug and love, but I'm going to leave you where you at because I don't have time for people like that in my life. So embrace people that are doing powerful things and being profound and sticking to it by their actions versus a person that has a theme but has no action. I just want to thank you again for everyone who tuned in. I love you and I adore you, but I won't be on air tomorrow. I'm taking a break, and I'm going to be with John B. and Jagged Edge. But Saturday night, I will be on at 6 p.m. Eastern, and I expect you guys to be in tune for Miss Stephanie Mills because it's going down, okay, on an in-tune show. Thank you, Miss Regina Renee. Thank you, Imprinted Souls, Mo and Remo. You ladies are awesome. I respect and adore you all because you're beautiful and you deserve the respect, okay? So you guys have a good night. Over and out.
Ripple.